Have you ever walked into a room, everybody stops talking, they turn around and look at you, you feel incredibly uncomfortable, you're really not even sure where to sit, and the chair that's left open is generally not the most comfortable chair? If you're thinking, yes, yes, I have, well, then most likely you have sat at an IEP table and been part of an IEP, an individualized educational plan in the world of special education. I am a mom of three, and I have sat in that same space and same spot as a parent. I've also sat there as a professional. But even as a special educator with a knowledge and training, I have felt overwhelmed and afraid. And the world of special ed is a whole nother language. Even when I spoke the language, when I had to join as a parent, it was such a fearful place for me to be. I'm your host, Wendy Taylor. This is the Special Education Strategist podcast. And normally I do interviews with guests, but I'm starting a mini series as I really want to help guide parents through the special education process. I want to help you strategize and go from a worry to a win. What I learned through my personal journey to improve outcomes was to be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you're new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or you're just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize. Again, I'm your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. Today, we're starting from the beginning of this process. And the beginning is, who sits at the IEP table? Who are all those faces when you walk in the room looking at you? Great IEPs, individual education plans, are the shared vision of the whole team. And it's supposed to be an effective education plan that's woven together with multiple perspectives, roles, and insights. But who are these people? Our law states that there are a set a number that must be included as part of the IEP team. The parent, the general ed teacher, the special ed teacher, a representative of the public agency. This is someone who is qualified and knowledgeable about the curriculum and resources that are available. That's typically going to be your principal, the head of special education. Also, an individual that can interpret the instructional implications. Again, that is your special ed teacher most of the time. And anyone else that may be working or have knowledge of the student or related, such as related services, speech, OT, guidance counselor, and the child when it's appropriate. So if we think about our parents, let's think about our role in being a partner. And yes, I said partner of that team, because you are going to be a key role and we're going to learn through this mini series on how to become a partner with the school team so that we can have a conversation and really work towards the common goal of supporting our student. You have a unique in-depth knowledge of your student. You know what their likes are, their quirks, their dislikes, and you are able to articulate that to the team so that they can take that into consideration. Some students really like loud and some don't. You'll know that and you can express that. You can share helpful information about your family's cultures, expectations. You can give the team beyond the classroom insights on what your child is like at home and in the community. Talk about the hopes, your dreams, your interests. Think about where you want to see your child in a year, 3 years, 5 years. Share what's worked and what has not worked. More than likely, you are the most consistent person on that IEP team. Teachers are going to change. Service providers are going to change. So you are there to help guide the team and your perspective, bringing up relevant details from your child's life history, medical, social, emotional. And you're going to advocate for creative thinking about how to meet your child's learning needs in that least restrictive environment. That general ed teacher, their role is to clarify the academic expectations for the grade or the subjects that they teach. They're going to help the team establish goals and objectives that are aligned with content standards for all students. And they're going to talk about the student's progress and participation in the general education curriculum. If you think about your special ed teacher, their roles are developing accommodations and modifications, monitoring the child's academic programming to see what works, what doesn't work, reporting the student's attainment and progress, towards a goal. So it's not an IEP meeting without the educators that are specially trained to work with learners who have different learning needs, along with their deep familiarity with the student's specific needs and challenges. They're going to bring their knowledge of the educational law and the least diverse learning strategies. You're going to have your administrator. Really, that's your catch-all team from the school district who can authorize funds to provide the services a student needs. Their role at the table is design or supervise services for that student, interpret test data to help determine what the student needs, allocate funds for services that will support that student's learning, and demonstrate knowledge of the general ed curriculum. When we talk about related service personnel, that's going to be your OT, your PT, so occupational therapy, physical therapy, guidance counselor, psychologist, speech and language pathologist. So if your child is qualifying for related services, also the school nurse, and sometimes a private service provider who is working with the family, they're going to have that unique perspective on the child's skills and progress. And they're going to share what they've learned from observing the student at home or outside in the community. And they're going to contribute to the development of the IEP goals and objectives in accordance to their specialty area. We do not want to forget our student. Our student is the number one person. This is why we're doing what we're doing, why we're developing the IEP plan. I've seen really young kids come to the meeting just for a couple minutes so that they can share that basic information with the team, what they like, what they're good at in school, what skills they'd like to improve on. As students get older, it's really important that they are part of that conversation so they can talk about where they want to go in the future and we can start to set up transition services. And transition services is something that we're going to talk later on in this process. But for today, we're just talking about who is sitting at this IEP table. They can lead the discussion and strategies that have been most successful for themselves. They can talk about what's been least successful and why, share firsthand perspectives on their progress towards current goals and objectives, and they can help the team plan other ways to support development of new skills and meet the goals that they're working towards. So if we look at this way, our IEP team members, they're vital to the success of the development of this special education plan. It's also stated in the law. Now, there are times where a member may need to be excluded from or exempt from a meeting. So a member may be exempt if a parent and representative of that public agency agree to it in writing. So exempting member may need to provide that information about the student prior to the meeting. When you go into a meeting, make sure introductions are happening and that all members are present. That way, you know who's going to be there. You know ahead of time so you can think through and you can plan so you don't feel like you're going in blind. You can also, the law does state the meetings members that are required, but feel free to bring a neighbor, an auntie, a bestie as support. You can have somebody by your side. If you are planning on bringing a lawyer to the meeting, it is best practice to let the school know ahead of time that you're bringing a lawyer or an advocate. Sometimes the school will take that information and decide to provide their own legal team as well, just so that they feel like they're balanced. But that's a little tip, but feel free to bring somebody if you just want that social, emotional support of having somebody there. It makes you feel better. They're listening with their ears and it helps you hear the same information and then you can process it as well. So remember that you are a parent and you are just as important. You're a team member and you have a say in your child's education. You also have the right under the law to an appropriate meeting with all members present. So if somebody needs to be excluded from the meeting, you can always have that meeting rescheduled to where you feel comfortable that it is a full team that can represent your child, understand your child, and get the most out of that educational meeting, that IEP planning as possible. And remember, this is a partnership. So the more you know, it's going to be helpful to empower you as you go ahead into these meetings. If you're looking for a quick way to go from worries to wins, go ahead over to learningessentials.ck.page/ and download our 10 ways to prep for your child's IEP meeting with a 5 bonus questions to ask. I'm going to also put that link in our show notes so you can go ahead and get that free IEP tip guide with bonus questions. I want you guys to become informed and prepared and be a partner with your IEP team. Thanks again for strategizing with me. I'm your host, Wendy Taylor. If you love what you've heard, give us a like and a follow at Learning Essentials.